Chapter 5. Mr. Gillingham Chooses a New Profession. As Cayley went over to the bell, Antony got up and moved to the door. "Well, you won't want me, I suppose, Inspector," he said.
"No, thank you, Mr. Gillingham. You'll be about, of course."
"Oh, yes." The inspector hesitated. "I think, Mr. Cayley, it would be better if I saw the servants alone. You know what they are. The more people about, the more they get alarmed. I expect I can get at the truth better by myself."
"Oh, quite so. In fact, I was going to ask you to excuse me. I feel rather responsible towards these guests of ours. Although Mr. Gillingham very kindly—"
He smiled at Antony, who was waiting at the door, and left his sentence unfinished.
"Ah, that reminds me," said the inspector. "Didn't you say that one of your guests, Mr. Beverley, was it? A friend of Mr. Gillingham's, was staying on?"
"Yes, would you like to see him?"
"Afterwards, if I may."
"I'll warn him. I shall be up in my room if you want me. I have a room upstairs where I work. Any of the servants will show you. Ah, Stevens, Inspector Birch would like to ask you a few questions."